Please be seated. Every time I come up here to preach, I'm always worried that someone has removed my sermon when I wasn't watching. But it's here. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Now, good evening, everyone. I am fortunate indeed. I get to preach about feet. Journey-worn feet, filthy, tired feet that need to be washed before dinner. And where do I begin with it all? With a basin of water, perhaps some towels to dry or perfume to scent, or wishing aloud that ancient times had spas where people could just be sent. Just another manic Maundy. Tonight on Maundy Thursday, our mandate is more than the superficiality of the act. Our mandate is to love. And it's less a mandate, I suppose, more a gift of grace given to those of us who yearn to follow Christ more deeply. Now, as we consider this gospel scene this evening, let me instead begin by talking about love. Beautiful words of love from the poet Khalil Gibran, words as pleasing as a scent of incense rising. The poet says, "Speak to us of love." And he raised his head and he looked upon the people, and there fell a stillness upon them. And with a great voice he said, "When love beckons to you, follow him, though his ways are hard and steep. And when his wings enfold you, yield to him. And when he speaks to you, believe in him." Tonight, my friends, love beckons. We are asked to do as he has done, to wash the feet of the world. There are no feet excluded from love. Even Judas's feet were washed. Now, as part of our hospital end-of-life training for nurses, my supervisor and I offer a presentation on cultural humility and spiritual sensitivity. And we show the nurses a video that's entitled, "If the World Was a Village of 100 People." And through it, we begin to understand the needs of the world on a micro level. Our society has become a mutually intertwined and interdependent place. We are global citizens. If the world was a village of 100 people, 61 would be Asians, 12 would be Europeans, 8 North Americans, 5 South Americans and Caribbeans, 13 Africans, and 1 from Oceania. Out of 50 men and women, 1 would be non-binary. 57 would live in an urban area, 33 would be Christian, 18 Muslim, 14 Hindu, 6 Buddhist, 13 other, 16 non-religious. 43 would be living in our village without basic sanitation, 18 without an improved water source. 6 people in our village would own 59% of the wealth. 14 would be unable to read. 7 would be educated at the secondary level. 12 would have a computer. 3 would have internet access. 1 adult between 15 to 49 would be positive with HIV or AIDS. And our village would spend more than $1.2 trillion on military expenditures, only $1 billion on developmental aid. Now, if you have food in a refrigerator, if you keep your clothes in a closet You have a bed to sleep in and a roof over your head. You are richer than 75% of the population. If you have a bank account, you are one of the 30 wealthiest people. 18 people in our village struggle to live on $1 a day. 53 struggle to live on $2 a day. Now think of all the feet that walk the paths of our global community, all the feet who pass through our lives in a day, a month, a year, a lifetime, many of whom we don't know, many of whom we don't notice, or we have no idea how they are actually living. So many feet, young and old, tired, lost, angry, hurt, broken. Have we noticed? Have we washed them? Have we received them like Christ? What have we done to care for those feet? What will we do for them? Ignore them? Step on them? Be repulsed by them? Whose feet might we be asked to wash? Feet that have walked through the muck of life? Feet of different hues? Or feet that walk a privileged path like mine, fresh with my Maundy Thursday pedicure? Truth is, we all need to be willing to wash and to be washed. It's the action and the metaphor for serving like Christ served, for loving like Christ loved. In this evening's gospel, Jesus teaches us that every relationship we enter into must be a wholehearted love relationship, offering abundant love to all, especially to the most vulnerable. And he gifts us on this evening with the Eucharist to nourish our community mission to love. Nourished by the sacrament, powered by the metaphor and the mystery of washing the feet of others, we move from being spectators or reenactors of Jesus' life to being engaged in his ministry, servants ministering to God's beloved people. Sometimes washing the feet of others is more daunting than we actually realize. Yet when we separate ourselves from the washing the feet of others, either knowingly or unknowingly, we reject the heritage that is bequeathed to us on this very night. Jesus' mandate, forgive me, Jesus' gift to love one another. Too often, though we are blinded, we fail to see who journeys with us. There's a French fable. One night, a cobbler dreamed that Jesus was coming to visit him. The dream seemed so real that he got up very early the next morning and hurried to the woods where he gathered greens to decorate his shop for the arrival of such a great guest. He waited all morning, but to his disappointment, his shop remained quiet, except for an old man who limped up to the door asking him to come in for some warmth. While the man was resting, the cobbler noticed the old fellow's shoes were worn. Touched, he took a new pair of shoes down off the shelf that the stranger began wearing as he went on his way. Throughout the afternoon, the cobbler waited, but his only visitor was an elderly woman. He had seen her struggling under a heavy load of firewood, and he invited her into his shop. He saw to it that she had a nourishing meal before she went on her way. As night began to fall, the cobbler heard a child crying outside the door. The child was lost and afraid. The cobbler went out, soothed the youngster's tears, and with a little hand in his, took the child home safely. These three guests, not unlike the worn shoes that we see on our guests at Saturday Kitchen who wait on our food line, not unlike the faces of those in war-torn places like Ukraine, where they struggle under the heaviness of war, and not unlike the tears of our children as they feel unsafe in school or struggle to make America a new home with their families. When he returned, the cobbler was very sad. He was absolutely convinced that he had missed the Lord. In his anguish, he cried out, "Why is it, Lord, that your feet delay? Have you forgotten that this was your day?" Then, soft in the silence, in a gentle voice, he heard, "Lift up your heart, for I kept my word to you. 3 times I came to your welcoming door. 3 times my shadow was on your floor. I was the man with the bruised feet. I was the woman that you fed. I was the child on the street." Ah, yes, speak to us of love. And he raised his head and he looked upon the people, and there fell a stillness upon them. And with a great voice he said, "When love beckons to you, follow him, though his ways are often hard and steep. And when his wings enfold you, yield to him. And when he speaks to you, believe in him." Tonight, as we end this service, as the altar is stripped and the lights are dimmed, we go into a deeper, dark place of emptiness. And in that stillness, love beckons each one of us to be the light. For by this, everyone will know that we are his disciples if we have love for one another.